At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And this is the place where real people talk about real things, all the time being real and on purpose. And today I'm so glad to have an author and a publishing company all in one, Tiffany Obing, here today. We're so excited to see you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. And thank you so much for saying my last name correctly.
I'm getting better. So the audience knows me as the one that's always chopping people's names up and forgetting. So I'm doing my very best to get it right because I know how important that is to everyone. So I'm getting it right. So I'm excited that you're here. Tell us how you show up in the world.
So that is a really good question. And I'm like, how do I show up in the world? So the way I like to show up in the world is, at least in the author context, if you will, or publishing context, is as a change agent, if you will. So right. Some may know, some may not know, but I'll tell you, for children picture books, most of the picture books feature animals. Majority of them feature animals. And the ones that do not feature animals, there's only 13% or less of books that feature Black characters. And so I am doing my part to diversify literature. So I am making it, I like to say that I didn't get into publishing to change the industry, but I stayed in to change. And so all of my books that I do feature Black children and Black families in normal everyday situations are being just brilliant.
Oh, that is like, I love that. I love that so much that diversity is coming back to the industry. And I always like, because where I live, there was a component in getting the apartment, you had to be an artist. So I was like, I'm like you, I want to be a change agent. I'm going to submit that I'm an artist. You know, writing is an art.
Yes.
Try it. Well, I was chosen. I was so excited. So, you know, keeping that writing is an art and art belongs out there is so important. And then adding, you know, that, you know, there's children of all colors and, you know, and so adding Black back is important.
Black is back.
That's right. It's Black. It never left, but we have to forcefully, like you said, be change agents to let them know it's here, you know, and I like that about it. So tell me your two favorite books.
So I'm going to give you three.
Okay, yeah, three. Give me three. I did ask you for three. So, because I saw so many in the background.
I know. that's right. So if I have to narrow it down, yes. I will always, always, always have to give kudos and shout outs to my flagship product, which are or is the Career Book Series. And so these books, they're the five at the bottom. Books is how I started my journey, or the first one is how I started my journey into publishing, and it's to inspire our kids to aspire, because again, being that change agent, it's not so long ago. I mean, it's 100 years ago, maybe 150, but it's not so long ago that Black people aspired to just be the best field worker or, you know, house worker. And so we're now starting to see that we could be so much more. We just got a president. I don't know math, but you know, it's 2008, 2012. So it's like we still have so many strides to make. And so if they can see it, they can be it. Some of the books that I have in my career book series looks to or hope to diversify the profession. So engineering profession, the legal profession, we're still far behind on having Black people or employees in that field, as well as teachers. My aim there was to get Black male teachers, especially at the lower levels. So that's the career book series, and that's one of my favorites that I just have to shout out to. A second favorite book, or the next two books, they are both like self-love books, Black joy books. So Black Boy Hair Joy.
It is, I like it.
You're like, I'm so artsy. It is a rhyming book that teaches Black boys self-love. And so that book came about, and it's probably why it's dear to me, both of them really. Came about because my son had said that he was being teased about having his curly hair. So he has curly hair on top, low on the sides. And it made me think, like, we don't have a lot of Black boy or hair love book for boys, or have hair love book for Black boys. So I'm like, okay, let me see what I could do. And so I started.
That is a beautiful idea. Very good. You cornered the market on that one. Yes. I love that. I just love it.
For that. And I really enjoy that. And I really enjoy the impact it's making. When I go to my vendor events, boys who say they don't read, they'll read that book. And it just really make a difference to me. And then my Summer Skin is Radiant is, I like to say, what y'all think that's about? But that book is near and dear to me, because it came about around the same time as Black Boy Hair Joy. And again, it was because my son went to summer camp and he was playing outside. And he was getting darker, and I kept commenting on it, because that's what happened when I was growing up. You get commented on for getting darker. Yeah. And I said, why? Like, this has to stop. And so I want to be that change agent to change the perception of our darker skin, summer skin tones. No matter the time of year, your skin is beautiful. And so that is the essence of that book.
That's great. Oh, that's beautiful. I like that you covered every little point that children really go through, and we kind of, and because we're taught, like you said, that children should be seen and not heard, we forget about them in some way. But you turned it around, and you know, your experiences or your generational things, and then you learn from them, you turned it around and made it something that everyone can get and say, hey, this is great. You know, I like that. Do you share in the Black Boy Hair Joy about how feeling, you know, how your son is feeling?
No, so it's a almost rap-like ode to different hairstyles and different boys.
Oh, okay.
In the book, we have him getting ready for school, and that's kind of like one of the first images, if you can see the book right above me. But he's like, I'm going to school and I gotta be fresh from my hair to my shoes, nothing looking a mess. And so we follow him on his journey through school as he's seen his friends with their hair made crowns. And so we just hype up pretty much a lot of different hairstyles that boys may have. Like, every hairstyle you have, or whatever hairstyle you have, it is cool. That's not one of the cool words in it, but you know, it's just like to have that joy regardless of your hairstyle for boys. Oh, I think we're sticking. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. Start over, and so that we can chop that other part out. Go to the, keep going. Okay. Go back to, yes.
Tell me where I was. Was I at the beginning of
Black Boy? Hair Joy, yeah.
It is written like a rap-like ode. It starts out with the boy, kind of like on a cover, who's inspired by the image of my son. He's like, I'm going to school and I got to be fresh from my hair to my shoes. Nothing looking a mess. And so we follow him on his journey through his school day as he's celebrating each of his friends' hair made crowns, as I call it, because the crown act, you know. So we have like locks in there. We have the mohawk. We have flat tops. We got parts. So it's just a whole bunch of different styles. And so whoever pick up the book, hopefully they can see themselves in it.
Great. Oh, I like that. I like that. So tell us about your publishing company now. You know, how did that stem from you being an author, or was it before? So tell us how it kind of happened, the storyline.
That's a great question. So it did come about at the same time. And so what's awesome about this is that, again, I started off just kind of like a bucket list item. I started publishing in August 2020, and my first book was Andrew Learns About Actors. Yeah. And my husband and my mom were like, yeah, when you gonna publish? So I finally sat down, figured out how I could do it, and published the book. But while I was in the process of publishing or finishing the book, it was like in illustrations, my husband was like, you need to come up with a publishing company. You need to do this. I'm like, I'm just trying to publish one book. But he was so adamant about it. So I was like, okay. So I grabbed my trademarks, patents, copyrights for dummies, or whatever that book is called.
And that works. Those work. I really would tell you that I did the same thing. Those things work. They're so simple. Like, I'm a practical person, so it works for me. Yeah.
Break it down. And so I was like, he was like, you know, you're going to have to be able to trademark your company. Like, he just really had this vision. And I was like, I don't know, but whatever, I'll go with it. I'll humor you. And so I went through that book trying to figured out a name that I think can be trademarked when the time is right. So that's Sugar Cookie Books. And so that's pretty much how the publishing company came about. But again, being that my husband had already set up that foundation, or put in me to set up that foundation, when I went on to publish my second book and then on, it was just like, oh, this is good. This is good. Thank you, husband.
Yeah, that is good. So will Sugar Cookies be devoted to children's books?
That's also a great question. So I like to say yes, and that's because the three-pronged mission is to inspire, educate, and normalize children. So I believe that, yes, it will be just kid picture books going on and forward.
And how far are you reaching out worldwide?
Yes, yeah, so I am on platforms like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and things like that. So with Amazon, my books do sell a lot in the United Kingdom. And I have wondered in Canada and things, well, Canada's America, United Kingdom. And I have wondered, I said, like, why did UK pick up my book, especially Spencer
Gunn Spring? It's so racial there, so racial.
Yes!
It is. It's worse than America.
I did not know they were having the same issue.
Yes, yes they do. Very difficult. I used to think, you know, because I have a lot of friends who used to teach abroad in China. They were from the UK, you know, and I used to think, you know, they all class themselves as, you know, from the UK. So yeah. They're black, white, or anything. Interiorly, they separate. People separate. Dark skin, you know, they do that. But when they're talking to us Americans, UK. I'm not so sure. They don't associate with black or anything like that. It's UK. Yeah. So in talking to them, come to find out, they have like serious civil rights issues going on there. I'm like, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
One of my clients went to the UK and she was like, oh, I'm leaving from here. She was like, oh God, it was the worst thing she ever did. She didn't expect that, you know, all of that. But yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, we're in the same, well, it took me, I think I published two houses down. So I was about 10 books in, and then I was like, why do this book? Especially two houses down. So that's not a book I talked about, but it's about changing families and friendships. So what happens is that—
Wow, that's good.
This girl has a friend, and when she goes over to play with her friend, she learns that her friend is moving away because her parents are getting a divorce. So that sparks all these type of questions that she has. What is a divorce? Will I still be friends? Things like that. And that sells in the UK. And it's just, I started Googling, like, why do they want my books? And like you said, it came up that they had the same issue when it comes to children and their books. They don't have diversity.
And it's very good. I would love this to be in the hands of so many teachers? Because I'm imagining not only for families, but imagine in a higher level. Are any of your books in any of your the libraries around?
A couple of books are The Teachers, the Actors is like in my local library, and then I Have 10 Toes, you can't see it about the frame, that's in a library as well. With what they call the Library of Congress, so I do register my books with the Library of Congress, which helps get in different libraries. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that I looked up or saw that they were in libraries.
Right. Okay. That's really good. So what do you have new on the horizon coming up? I know you got something.
I do. Then I'm going to go on another break. But right now I am in production for, I have 3 books coming out. So I have the last of my season 6. So right now I have the Winnie Loves Winter, Spencer Knows Spring, and Fallon Favors Fall. So what's coming out next is Sunny Summer Vibes. So they'll be out in like a few weeks in time for summer, and they'll complete that.
Okay.
And then I have a couple of more SEL or social emotional learning books coming out. So currently I have the honesty book and I have the empathy book, but now we're doing horsemanship. And so that's going to have a boy version and that's a girl version.
Oh, that's great. Now, I was going to ask you something about, because you said so much, I wanted to say so much, but I was going to ask you something specific about your book. It'll come to me.
Oh, man.
It was really good.
Was it the season good. One?
It's like, okay, now you're in the library. I forgot. It'll come to me, because you're saying a lot. And I was like, oh, I can answer this. Okay, never mind. But I like all your subjects. Do you ever get, or from your experience with your son, has he ever talked to you about something that you thought maybe, let me write about that, even though it might not a little bit be insignificant?
So pretty much every book up here is, I say about half are inspired. So the Andrew, my son's name is Andrew, so that's the name.
Okay.
And he inspired the first one, and he inspired the last one that I have out so far, the scientist one. Okay. And then the Black Boy Hair Joy was him. My Summer Skins Radiant was him. The Night the Lights Went Out was him.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. He's a star. Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Are you the illustrator of all these collaborations?
I'm not. I find my illustrator. And when I have multiple books of the same thing, such as the career books or the seasons book, we work together.
Okay. Okay, but you are the rapper in most of them, right?
The rapper.
The words together. That's really great. I always say to everyone, do your own, create your own, because that's what the world started on, everybody doing their own. And I'm so glad that you're doing your own. What can you talk to the audience about doing your own, What could you talk to that about?
Yeah, so I think part of my, and I tell the story so I can get to the point I'm trying to make, but I think part of my hesitation or delay in becoming a published author was the fear of not knowing what I was doing, one, or two, because it is an art form. It's open, and it's very open to criticism. And especially with the rise of social media, like gone are the days of being an author and you could just be like the introvert that you are sitting in your home, writing and being behind a computer. Now you have to put your face out there. You have to have a presence. You have to have social media. So it's a lot. So I say that to say that once I was able to tell myself, just do it. Like what's the worst that can happen? It'll be like, you got to at least try. So it's like Nike had it right all along.
Yep.
All you got to do is just do it. Don't let that fear paralyze you, because you never know, if you're stepping into your passion. So again, I started for the bucket list, but I am doing so much more with what I thought was just a one-time thing. And it's very important. And I never would have gotten to this point if I hadn't just started. And I learned so much about myself too. Yeah. So when you do take a bet on yourself, you get to learn so much about yourself. Mm-hmm. When I thought I was going to be an author, I didn't think I was going to do children picture books. That was like the farthest from my mind.
Right.
So to now be, as we talked about, a primary and possibly exclusively children book company. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I like to try different things. So some of my books rhyme, some of my books, like, I'm laughing because My Summer Skin is Radiant is written in a way that they call like lyrically or whatever. But because it was a very different writing style that I was trying to do with it. And so it's very challenging.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get to do things like that. The Two Houses Down one I mentioned, it's a written in a chapter book form, but early reader chapter book. And so like just trying different things like, oh, I think I could write a book like this and being able to do it. It's pretty fun.
Okay. That's really good. I like how you said just taking, you know, the bet on yourself, because that's really authenticity, is taking the opportunity, like, hey, let me just take this chance on me, not on nobody else, on me. And I like that, because that's the first step of authenticity. And then everything just kind of opens up. Like, you may not know how to do it, where it's coming from. You just do it, you go with the flow. And it's amazing. And you don't want to go back to that, anything other than that, right? Have you felt that?
Not going back. I'm sorry, it's breaking up.
Just being in that space of like so much creativity.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even want to trade that for anything else. You know, it's like great.
No, that's exactly right. So people are always like, how do you have a full-time job? Because I'm a lawyer by day or by trade. So they're like, how do you have a full-time job? Two little kids, a husband, and you cranked out over 15 books like in 2 year span. And I'm like, I think it's my outlet, because the work I do during the day is in the employment discrimination realm. So I hear a lot of complaints or concerns about people being discriminated against or feeling like they're being discriminated against or harassed at work or in their education. And so to be able to have the outlet, creative outlet, is really a distractor, if you will. So I'm
That's empowering. It's great.
Yeah. So I'm like, I think that's really
that's
how
great.
That.
So when you're living in your purpose, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like breaking up a little bit. So.
Yeah, that's okay. No, that's all right. So when you're living in your purpose, like you said, you're a lawyer, and it just so happens you talk about discrimination, and it just so happens your books are dispelling discrimination. That is so purposeful. That is wonderful. You just shared purpose together. I love it.
Yay.
Audience, I know you're loving where it's coming from. I know that, and I'm having a great conversation with Tiffany today. So Tiffany, where do we find you? That's it. Where do we find you?
Of course. So I am very easy to find. I probably should have put it in my little name here, but the company is Sugar Cookie Books. So you can find me at www.sugarcookiebooks.com. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest at sugarcookiebooks.com. I even have a Teachers Pay Teachers store. That's sugarcookiebooks.com. Sugar Cookie Books. And I think that covers all of them. But yeah, so type in Sugar Cookie Books and I should be all over the place.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So real simple to get to you. Sugar Cookie Books. Easy.
And you know, I have to always credit when I first got in with my actor's book, I was talking to, I was doing a podcast with someone. I can't remember her name right now. But anyway, I had asked her, because during the day she does branding for people, and I asked her to help me with like my one sheet or something. And so when doing so, she was like, why do you have so many different handles and titles for everything? And I was like, I don't know, because for this I wanted like this and this. She was like, no, you gotta streamline that. And from that point on, I have done that, and I see the benefit of it, because it irks me a little bit when people are like, well, you can reach me here at ABC and then you go here for XYZ.
Right. Exactly.
Best advice.
Yeah. It's really, it's easier, and you have to think one thing. It's great that you don't have to jumping from everywhere. It just comes up. Hey, yeah, it goes right. One spot. Great. Yep. Great. Everything's great. So thank you so much for that. It's really amazing. In the last words, how would you empower or leave words of empowerment for my audience?
For your audience? So let's see. I would say if there is thinking about doing something, starting a different career, a side hustle, just go ahead and do it. Merriam Williamson said it best. There's nothing greater to fear than fear itself. That was her. Yes, that was her. Or no, the fear is not that we're inadequate. The fear is that we're powerful.
Right. Yes. Fear itself, I think, was old, like George Washington or something like that. I don't know.
I wanted this one, the powerful beyond.
I know the one you were talking about.
But yes, yeah. I think that would be my lasting words, because I think it is something to fear. Like, you can do it and you can actually be powerful. Yeah. Like, that little thing you're doing can have power. Like, that's astonishing. So the more and more I grow in this and continue in this, I'm like, man, that is just so crazy. The power, quote unquote, that I hold in this world.
Yeah.
So that's something I want to leave with you guys.
Yay! Well, it has been awesome talking with you, Tiffany, from Sugar Cookie Books. Publishing or books?
Books. No, yeah.
Books, right?
Mm-hmm. Sugar Cookie Books.
I got it right. So thank you so much for being here. And now that we're at this part where we have to part, you guys can look for me at EJW Coaching. No doubt, find me out. I'm somewhere about. And thank you so much, Tiffany, for being here.
Thank you. It's been so much fun. Awesome.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season, and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.